October, 1347. We still don't know how the day must have been. Honestly, it could have been a normal day. That is, until it wasn't. That fateful day, 12 ships made their way into a Sicilian port of Messina. People gathered on the docks were horrified at the sight. Most of the sailors aboard the ship were dead, and the ones alive were ill and covered in black boils that oozed blood and pus. Sicilian authorities quickly sent away the death ships, but it was far too late. Over the next 5 years, the bubonic plague would be responsible for the deaths of approximately 1/3 of Europe's population. Today, we'll be talking about the Black Death and the effects it had on Europe. Before the so-called death ships pulled into the port of Messina, many Europeans had already heard of the rumors about a great pestilence that was carving a path across the routes of the East. In fact, the bubonic plague had already struck China, India, Persia, Syria, and Egypt in the early 1340s. The Black Death was spread through the trade routes. If one looks at a map of the spread of the disease, one can see that the areas that were first affected were trading hubs. Many trading hubs were centered on the Mediterranean coastline, and as a result, the plague generally spread from the coast inland. An interesting thing to note is that if the same disease struck a few centuries earlier, it wouldn't have been as devastating. Because of feudalism, or the more accurate term, manorialism, there was little contact and limited trade. The trade that was done was very localized. Under manorialism, communities were centered around fiefs or manors. These communities were self-sustaining, and as a result, had no need for much contact. The lack of long-distance trade also allowed for outbreaks to be small. Because of lack of outside contact, outbreaks usually stayed in the general vicinity of the estate. Once long-distance trade became more common in the High and Late Middle Ages, a rapid spread of disease became much more likely. At the time the bubonic plague struck, trade was flourishing. The Hanseatic League was close to being established. Guilds were taking form in growing cities. There was constant trade with the East. People began moving into centers of commerce for jobs and opportunities, hence urbanization. Unfortunately, it was this trade that allowed the plague to be deadly as it was. And moving on, I have an announcement for all those who are listening at this very moment. Stay home and stay safe. I understand that it's frightening now, and the economy is suffering under the strain. This suffering is very common amongst outbreaks such as the one we're experiencing right now. An example of this is a rather old example, but it's a relevant one nonetheless. See, during the Black Plague, there was a slump on the economy. Trade and production dropped during the plague. Merchants were among those who unknowingly helped spread the disease, and as a consequence suffered. Many merchants died in the plague. Because many of the peasants and serfs were dying, fruit production also dropped, and many goods stopped being produced. We can actually see something similar right now. There are few plagues commuting around the world, and very few people are venturing on their houses. So very few things are being bought, and very few things are being moved around the world. Production of certain goods have also stopped, similar to what happened during the Black Plague. Of course, in both outbreaks, there is a shortage of labor. While during the bubonic plague, the shortage of labor led to a revolt that resulted in higher wages, only time will tell if something similar will happen to our own pandemic. There is a general distrust toward our own governments right now. During the Middle Ages, the church held considerable power. In both cases, then and now, people question those in power. They doubt those in power because those in power are no longer the most believable are no longer the most trustable. They're no longer the rocks that we believe them to be. Despite the parallels that can be drawn between the bubonic plague and the coronavirus pandemic, we can strive to look forward and hope for the best. After all, nothing is over yet. Just remember to stay home and stay safe. It's 1349, and the plague is ongoing. New superstitions are popping up. Funeral rites are rare or stopped altogether. There's a new form of small prayer going around, saying bless you when someone sneezes. And you? You are a Jew. In desperation to gain God's forgiveness, the people attempt to purge their communities of heretics and troublemakers. Jews become a scapegoat. In 1348 and 1349, thousands of Jews were massacred, and thousands fled to Eastern Europe to escape the rampaging mobs of the cities. The Great Pestilence raged across Europe and brought death everywhere it appeared. The Black Death brought about an environment ruled by fear and chaos. And the church? The church couldn't do anything. European Christians believed the plague to be divine punishment from God for their sins. Some blamed the Jews because so much of European society viewed the Jews as outsiders. People began to gather in groups and attack the Jews in the vain hopes of appeasing the wrathful God. Jews were accused of absurd plots and many became targets of mass genocide. Men, women, children, there was no discrimination. The clergy attempted to stop the people. Pope Clement VI himself condemned their actions, yet their hysteria was not calmed in the slightest. The people had lost faith in the clergy and the church to guide them through the plague, and it showed in the Christians' refusal to heed their demands. The bubonic plague was a tipping point in the already tense relations between the Christians and the Jews and resulted in mass genocide. And the church, that was such an integral part of medieval life, was no longer believed in as it once was. Now, we have an interview with a historian that agreed to help me here for the topic I'm going into. Now, I mentioned manorialism and feudalism earlier in the podcast. Care to explain the difference?
The term most are familiar with is feudalism. The systems with the kings and the lords, and the fiefs granted to vassals, and the serfs tied to the fiefs themselves. However, feudalism only describes the social and political system of the Middle Ages. Manorialism is the more accurate term, as it fully describes the complexity of the economic, political, and social system.
Why was the Black Death the tipping point for the manorial system?
Before the Black Death even started, the manorial system was in trouble. The growth of cities and long-distance trade weakened the system, but the bubonic plague assured its demise. Severe depopulation and migration of people from villages to cities caused a shortage of agricultural laborers. These laborers made up the bulk of society, and they catered to everyone. When the laborers died or left, the foundation on which manorialism was built on fell apart. The pyramid of power broke as the plague swept through Europe.
Why was what the plague did to the church important?
What the plague did was weaken the political power of the church. The church had incredible political power at their fingertips because of the promise of salvation in heaven. This power was used and taken advantage of by not just the church, but rulers as well. A well-known method is simony. Through simony, a ruler could gain some control over the church. However, this did not always end well for the ruler. After the bug death, popes found their credibility reduced. Without this credibility and lost power, the church could no longer use its most effective taxes, such as the interdict, to the same degree. While the church was still important, the church no longer held the influence it had before the plague. What was the effect of the fall of the manorial system? With a large portion of the population dead, and the pyramid of power either gone or unstable, serfs and peasants were free to leave to pursue higher wages in rising cities. Manors were left abandoned in the wake of the bubonic plague, and a rising middle class slowly gained more money and power as the upper class lost influence.
Thank you for being here, historian. I appreciate your assistance.
The bubonic plague brought lasting impacts to European society and, oddly enough, benefited Europe in the long term. Despite the disastrous consequences and effects, the changes brought to society continue to resonate even today. In a world under quarantine, we should look to the past and watch for patterns and look for what the future holds. Stay home and stay safe. Thank you for listening to History Stories, and goodbye.